iku kwa mano nyahe na rele mo iku kwa mano na e wando tuone one sapota na rele mo.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are. What a worship.
Arekele. Arekele. Arotutomo. Arekele. Arekele.
Thank you.
Get your hands high. Quietness everywhere.
I reckon I wrote to trouble. I wrote to trouble. I reckon I
precious name. Lift your hands everywhere you are. Shabbat, yeah, yeah.
ekele nare kele mo.
Thank you, Master. Blessed be your name. Thank you for your presence here tonight. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Wave your hands to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords for the world, for that worship. And be seated in the presence of the Lord. Tonight, with this very, very heavy presence of God, the first day of the month of July, the beginning of the seventh month, the beginning of the third quarter, the beginning of the second half of the year. And I believe that something good will begin in your life this season. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. It's also our preservation service. But this month, like last month, was the month of the word for supernatural shift. This month is the month of prayer for supernatural shift. So we've done the word, we'll do the prayer for supernatural shift. And because tonight is a preservation service, we are looking at the preservation power of prayer. The preservation power of prayer. In Daniel chapter 1 and in verse 27, the Bible said, Daniel 1:21, and Daniel continued even unto the first year of the king Cyrus. Daniel continued the preservation power of prayer. Our objective tonight is very simple: to understand the preservation power of prayer. Prayer, by way of introduction, is a very potent spiritual force, which amongst other things carry a very powerful preservation power. Prayer is a very potent spiritual force, which among other things carry a very powerful preservation power, if that is not tautological. Very potent preservation power. Two things I would like you to know about the prayerful. One, prayerful people are durable people. They last. Prayerful people are durable people. Those who pray stay. Those who fast last. They are durable people. They are not people that come and just evaporate in a hurry.
They are there for the long run. Moses prayed, example number one, Moses prayed and fasted for 40 days twice in front of the Lord. He was durable. Despite the oppositions he faced from Dathan, Korah, Abiram, and all the forces that came against him, Moses stayed. He pastored the most rebellious congregation in the history of the world. But he lasted for 120 solid years. Deuteronomy chapter 34 and in verse 9. It lasted. Verse 7 first. It lasted. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim and his natural force was not abated. Those who pray stay. Those who fast, they last. Our next example is the example of Elijah. Elijah was a man who was practically the symbol of prayer in the Bible. Scripture says concerning Elijah in James chapter 5 verse 16, 17. It said Elijah was a man of like passion as we are. Verse 17. But he prayed. Elijah was a symbol of prayer. He existed in the regime of Ahab and his wicked wife Jezebel. But their wicked devices could not eliminate Elijah. In fact, he escaped danger. He was raptured practically bodily to heaven by the chariots of God. He couldn't see death by the power of prayer. Example number 3 is Daniel. We say prayerful people are durable people. Those who pray stay. Those who fast last. They are durable people. Daniel was another symbol of prayer. He's another symbol of prayer in the Bible. He survived the lion's den. In Daniel chapter 6 verse 10. The Bible said when the decree was sealed, Daniel went to his chambers and prayed as at other times. He prayed as at other times 3 times every day. He continued his prayer as he had prayed before. And Daniel couldn't be killed by the lion. In fact, Daniel was in public service for 71 years. Not that he lived for 71 years. Daniel outlived Nebuchadnezzar and outlived Belshazzar, his son, and outlived Darius, the Median king, and outlived Cyrus, the Persian king. All of them came and passed. He served them and lived. A major force in the life of Daniel was prayer. Those who pray, stay. Those who fast, last. Daniel is our third example. So prayerful people are durable people. Second point, prayerful people are never vulnerable people. They are not vulnerable people. Prayerful people are never at the mercy of the forces of life. They are never at the mercy of the wicked forces of life. We already saw that in the life of Daniel, where they conspired against Daniel in Daniel chapter 6 and in verse 4:5, where they said they could not, they sought to find occasion against Daniel. Long story made short, they pushed Daniel into the lion's den, but Daniel could not be vulnerable. You are not at the mercy of the wicked orchestrations of the world if you are not slack at the place of prayer. You are not at the mercy of the wicked agenda of the wicked ones. Prayerful people are durable people, and prayerful people are never vulnerable people. by the mercy of God, by the grace of God, by the power of prayer, by the power of commitment, by the power of his mercy. Some of us are here. Left for the bitterness in the heart of the devil would have been gone longest time. But we are here for good. We see the end of the devil and his agents and his cohorts. And you will see the end of the devil and his agents and their cohorts in your family, in your community, in your life and around your life. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat and let's go. So how does prayer produce preservation? How does prayer produce preservation? Number one, prayer, especially prayer in the spirit, handles enemy plots, plans, and agenda before they arise. Again, prayer, especially prayer in the spirit, handles enemy plans, plots, and agenda before they arise. Prayer, especially prayer in the realm of the spirit, enters into the camp of darkness and intercepts their plans. Enters into the camp of wickedness and interrupts their plot. Enters into the camp of wickedness and neutralizes their agenda. Romans chapter 8 verse 26, the Bible says, likewise, the Spirit helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. We don't know what to pray, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Please pay careful attention and let all other sound be under control because of the importance of what I'm saying. Prayer, especially prayer in the spirit. Some people planned to kill you and you are not aware. Some people plan to poison you and you are not aware. Some witches plan to wait for you on the road and you are not aware. Am I communicating? They plan to uproot you from your seat and give the seat to another and you are not aware. And here you are. Leketeke bagalagaragada gazadash. Leperete ke kuga jagalaratis. Lepera takeda galatefe rutapana galagada astelefrakadash. Latwa shatwa kagadeke lege baradayalala. He said, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. He speaks hidden secrets. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 2. You speak hidden secrets. Hidden secrets. Hidden secrets. And in that realm, you are speaking things you are not aware of. And you are saying, Lord, I am not aware. I have not done anything. But that man says he's going to kill me. Oh God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show yourself. Answer him by fire. Answer him yourself. You are praying in tongues and you are not aware of what you are saying. But that is what you are saying. And God is on your behalf handling them. And you are not aware at all. I am anointed to say this to somebody. Hear this. If you knew what God has delivered you from before now, you won't complain. Hey! I mean, if you knew what God has rescued you from before now, because you need to be alive before you complain. Oh my God. You need to be alive before you complain. It was concluded that you had died 5 years ago. It was concluded that you should have been dead 10 years ago. But the one who frustrated the tokens of liars and make a diviners mad and disappoints the devices of the crafty, so their hands cannot perform their enterprise. That one said, no! That is why people see you and they say, how are you? You say, fine. Say, that's right. So how is everybody? Everything. How is everything? They are asking to find out why what they have done is not working. Some people, when you tell them fine, they are angry. Take your seat. Listen. The Lord showed me that many of us, it is only when you see Him in eternity that you will know the full details of what He rescued you from. Of deliverances, of preservations, of things He didn't allow you to see. Prayer, especially in the spirit. I think I've given you the passage of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. In the spirit you speak hidden secrets. That is why two things are necessary. First is point number one. Never ignore the signal to pray. Never ignore the burden of prayer. Never wave aside prayer signal. That is, everything appears normal before now, but suddenly you feel uneasy. You feel pressed. You feel tensed. You feel a need to pray. Don't brush it aside. Not every time you see food, it's time to eat. When the appetite is not there, don't force the food into the mouth. There may be a signal on to fast. The way you have a burden to pray, in the same way you can have a burden to fast. The food is there, but the smell of food does not impress you. You bring it to your mouth, it means nothing. Push it aside and just begin. Lord, I don't know what this signal is all about. I don't know what this burden or pressure is all about. But whatever it is, I hand it over to you. You pray until the burden lifts. You pray until intercession gives way to appreciation. When you begin to hear yourself say, thank you, Lord, for answered prayer. Thank you, Lord, I'm grateful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. Then the victory is here. Suddenly, I mean, you are praying restlessly. You cannot rest. You can't rest. And the prayer, the more you pray, the more you feel like praying. The more you pray, the more you felt like praying. And you prayed until. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. I'm grateful, Lord. Yeah. At that time, the devil is laid to rest. And the victory is won. Never ignore the signal of prayer. Secondly, endeavor to pray abundantly in the spirit. Abundantly. That was what Paul the Apostle meant when he said in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication. In the spirit, always praying, always, always with all manner of prayer, with all manner of supplications in the spirit, praying always, not just praying ordinarily, praying in the spirit. Pray. About 22 years ago, young lady newly married, and her husband, around 3 a.m. she woke up with a burden to pray. Serious burden. Pray, 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 pray. But she just fell asleep. Just, okay, I'll pray later. Let me wake up in the morning and pray. And went back to sleep. 1 hour later, bad people arrived. The experience was not palatable. 1 hour later. What happened? There was a burden of prayer to divert the devil to hell where he came from. But that burden was not obeyed. A man was planning to travel from America to Mexico for a program. And he was driving cross country. You know, America, you can drive for 19 hours. From somewhere like Los Angeles to New York or something. He was driving cross country. Distances that would be like 5 hours flight. He was driving. And he was praying for those 19 hours. Lord, I commit this journey into your hands. As I travel, may you go with me. The more he prayed, the more he lost peace. The more he prayed, the more he lost his peace. The more he prayed, the more he lost. Long story made short, at the end of 19 hours, and he arrived at the journey, he called the people and he said, excuse me, I'm unable to make this journey. And they say, oh no, you have to come. Everything is set. Flight is booked. This is your flight number. This is your seat number. This is everything. Everybody is waiting for you. He's a pastor. He's a teacher of the word. He says, excuse me, I'm so sorry. I don't have any feeling or leading to come at all. They were very angry. But nobody has a second life, a spare life. The flight moved. That flight he was meant to travel with flew and never arrived. And nobody survived. About 120 something people on board, none was alive on the same flight he was meant to travel on. In that case, if calamity happened, it wasn't because God is not faithful. It was lack of spiritual sensitivity. Because if you travel with Jonah, you will be trouble with the ship. No matter how much you pray, if you are in the same ship with Jonah, you will experience his experience. Hallelujah. You will never be a victim. And as I decree right now, in this month of July, your prayer life shall change levels. Your prayer life shall change levels. Your prayer life shall change levels. In the name of Jesus. Number two, how does prayer bring preservation? Number two, prayer establishes. Okay, let me put it like this. Prayer establishes the prayerful in the presence of God. It establishes the prayerful in the presence of God. Elijah said in 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1, he said, before God whom I stand. He was a man of prayer we talked about, and he had a stand before God. When Abraham went to pray in Genesis chapter 19 verse 27, the Bible said, Abraham went to the place early in the morning where he stood before the Lord. Prayerful people are people who have an established presence of God. When you see a man who is really prayerful, you experience almost the same thing like you experience when you encounter somebody who is deeply worshipful. You feel God. You sense God. If it is possible, you smell God around them. And what does that do for you? Two things. First, the presence of God is a preservative of life and destiny. It's a preservative. The way in the village they put salt to preserve fish, in that manner, keep a man in God's presence, you have kept him for preservation. Am I communicating? Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. We are together. The presence of God keeps you. He preserves you. That was Psalm 23 and in verse 4. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Shaddai. Psalm 91 verse 1. The presence of God is a preservative of life and destiny. And secondly, the presence of God is destructive of evil. Is destructive of evil. Where insecticides destroy insects. In that same manner, the presence of God is destructive of evil. Remember what happened in 1 Samuel chapter 5, from verse 1 all the way to verse 5 thereabout, where the Philistines brought the ark, they brought the ark of the covenant of the Lord and kept it with Dagon. Dagon is the god, the evil god of the Philistines. And Dagon, and because the presence of God is destructive of evil, the next day, the people came and saw Dagon falling on the ground on his face in front of the ark. They thought it was a mistake. They placed him beside him the next day. God said, you haven't heard? Tomorrow they came, Dagon was decapitated. Head cut off. Hands cut off. Amputation. I think above elbow, above knee amputations. On both sides. And the stump of Dagon was on the ground. And then God began to, like we say in Nigeria, pepper them. God began to deal with the Philistines. Everybody had boil in places that boil should not be. Emeralds in their secret parts according to scripture. And they began to beg Israel to come and carry the presence of God. Carry the ark. The presence of God is destructive of evil. Your prayer life keeps you in God's presence. That presence around you sanitizes your environment. I pray and I prophesy upon somebody. I declare today, evil has come to an end in your life. Evil has come to an end in your life. Evil has come to an end around your territory, around your vicinity. Earlier on, when we were in this city, when we moved into a particular location, they said, this place is very terrible. Wickedness. In fact, the last person who lived here in the place, same house we are parking into, packed out because of terrible robbery attack. You say it was, the experience was so terrible. And we moved into the same house. This would be like maybe 17 or many years ago. We moved there as simple as we are. We lived there for 7 years. Not just that house, but around that vicinity. By the power of God, was sanitized. And I prophesy to you today. The presence of God upon your life today, the presence of God upon your family shall sanitize your environment. You are saying amen, say it like a believer. No evil shall befall you, and no plague shall come near your dwelling. In the name of Jesus, take your seat. Prayer establishes the prayerful in the presence of God. Number three, prayer facilitates spiritual sensitivity and divine guidance. It facilitates spiritual sensitivity and divine guidance. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Jeremiah chapter 33 and in verse 3. Say, call unto me and I will answer you and show you something you don't know. Show you great and mighty things which thou knewest not. Prayer. At the place of prayer, you will know the man who says he wants to marry you now, but he is planning to marry you to kill you. At the place of prayer, you will know. Call unto me, I will answer you. I will show you great and mighty things which you don't know. Jesus was praying in Luke chapter 9. verse 29 to verse 31, before he got the revelation of the crucifixion and the resurrection. Elijah and Moses came in glory and began to talk to him about the cross that was ahead of him at the place of prayer. Two things that you'll bear in mind under this note. First, at the place of prayer, negative plans of the enemy are unveiled and nullified by the agency of prayer. Negative plans of the enemy are unveiled and nullified. Unveiled. That is, it is not you, but you saw in a dream where they gave you a medical report in the dream. Not you. They gave the devil. And that report says so and so. Many of us wake up saying, oh, last night I saw myself in the dream and they said that sugar was positive or hypertension or hepatitis. No. You missed the point. What you saw in the dream was not a conclusion. It is the revelation of a suggestion. It is the revelation of an enemy anticipation. It is the revelation of an enemy intention. And it is subject to negotiation and cancellation. If I was following what I saw in the dream, I won't be here now. Not today, since. Are you following? And people become afraid. Oh, they say, I saw myself. They say they gave themselves HIV positive. Or they gave themselves. That was an enemy suggestion. Enemy is like a submission or proposal. That is either subject to acceptance or ejection. Whether it came from God or came from the devil. That is, whether it is God showing you what the devil wants to do, or the devil showing you what he's planning to do, the treatment is the same. Am I communicating at all? You prayed very well. Someone said, I prayed very well, then I dreamt bad dream. That bad dream came to show you what the devil wanted to do. So you kill that devil at his roots. Take your seat. And when you have adequate light and adequate scripture, most of those dreams won't take beyond 5 minutes to trash it and move your way. To trash it and move your way. Trash them and move your way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say aloud, amen. At the place of prayer, negative plans of the enemy are unveiled and nullified. And secondly, at the place of prayer, actions and moves to avoid are identified and avoided. Actions and moves to avoid are identified and avoided. For example, you are about to take a trip and all of a sudden you became conscious that that journey is not a journey that is meant to be. Or there is a trap for you somewhere. They say you are to come for an interview and you know that interview was a trap. You just felt it or knew it or saw something. Or in fact, there is an association, somebody that is meant to be a friend, man or woman, or a business partner. And all of a sudden you began to sense that this person is neither a friend nor a business partner. Find your level. Please, never play with divine signals. Because you play with divine signals to the detriment of many things. Don't be too social to say no
when the Spirit wants you to say no.
God can show you disastrous transactions that you are to avoid.
Listen, without prayerfulness, sensitivity and guidance are never possible. Many years ago, I came in contact with someone that I loved. I, you know, wanted to relate with him. I wanted to do a few things with him. One night I prayed and I saw him standing and saw a very big serpent standing. The size of the serpent was the same as his height. Standing side by side, the head size was the same. And he was telling me how he had a relationship with that snake. And I looked, I said, wow, is that right? And I reversed. And I woke up in the morning. I told my wife, see what I saw. He said, God loves us. That is why he's helping for us not to, by mistake, connect with someone or anyone who has something that physically looks real, but spiritually is counterfeit. Hallelujah. I prophesy to somebody today, God is going to open your eyes. Any man, woman, boy, girl, associate around your life that is not good for your life, may God expose them to you. May God unveil them for you. Anybody who is a friend in the physical, but an enemy in the spirit of your life, of your family, of your organization, I declare they shall be exposed, they shall be unveiled, and they shall be dealt with by the power of God. Shout the loudest amen. Please be seated. Anybody getting anything from here tonight? Finally, prayer activates the ministry of angels. Prayer activates the ministry of angels. And that is easy to understand. If prayer establishes you in the presence of God is filled with the company of angels. Filled. So when you see a man like Elijah, he was always interacting with angels. The angel of the Lord told Elijah, go and meet them. The angel of the Lord said, 2 Kings chapter 1 verse 3, we saw the encounters of the prophet Elijah with the angels, and 2 Kings chapter 1 verse 15 as well, we saw the encounters of Elijah with the angels. You look at the life of Daniel. Daniel was another symbol of prayer in the Bible. Talking of prayer in the Bible, you talk about Daniel, you talk about Prophet Jeremiah, you talk about Elijah. Symbol of prayer. Elijah was a man that was, Daniel now, was a man whose presence was all over, angels everywhere. Daniel chapter 9 verse 20 to 21, they called him almost beloved. That's Daniel. Whilst I was speaking and praying and confessing my sins and that of my people, verse 21, yeah, while I was speaking, even the man Gabriel, he's talking about Gabriel the archangel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touch me. That was Daniel. Daniel chapter 11 verse 10, the angel came again. Daniel chapter 11 verse 10, Daniel chapter 10 verse 19, and then we see the angel again in the life of Daniel, strengthening Daniel. And of course, Daniel chapter 6 verse 21, in the lion's den, Daniel said to the king, O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and he shut the lion's mouth that they have not hurt me. For as much as before God, innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Hallelujah. Angels everywhere. Move your prayer life up and you'll begin to either see, feel, sense, perceive the ministry of angels. You can see, you can hear the activity, you can perceive, you can sense, you can know. I'm sure that even if you close your eyes, if somebody is in the room, there's a way you feel there's somebody here. Am I communicating? There's somebody around here. One day I was preaching in area one and I was moving like this, and as I moved this way, I jammed somebody and I moved like this. The people watching are not aware that I just jammed somebody.
And then I became reverent. Oh, so close here. I didn't know.
One day I was lying down. I had overworked myself. Very, very stressed out. Lying down on the bed at home. My wife was very concerned because the way we walk like a machine that has no break. But suddenly she saw me just relaxed there and she was worried and said, "What's happened? Are you okay?" and so on. And suddenly God opened her eyes and he saw an angel with an overbearing presence just looking down like that in front of the bed. Oh, and once she saw that, she said, "Oh, okay, the guy is okay." She said, no cause for alarm. Hallelujah. From this moment forward, as you hear this preaching, angelic ministry shall be real in your life. In preservation, in deliverance, it shall be real in your life. Shall be real in the work of your hands. Shall be real with your children. Shall be real with your loved ones. Shout the loudest, amen.
Why, please take your seat and let's round off. Why are angels very necessary? Number one, angels are established for protection and preservation. Angels are established around our lives for protection and preservation. Among other things, we have direction, we have guidance, we have everything from the ministry of angels, but protection and preservation. And that is Psalm 34 verse 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him and delivereth them. The angel delivers them. And that leads me to number two. Second, angels are established for intervention. They are there already for protection, but where necessary, they get into action. Get into action. Thank you, Jesus. There are some things I have shared with you that I share again and again, because repetition brings about retention. One day I was in a dream in the night, and I suddenly found that I was surrounded with people with different weapons. And I was looking and wondering. Suddenly I wanted to rush at them. You know, in the realm of the spirit, whatever level of aggressivity you have in the physical can be translated in this way. I wanted to rush at them. Suddenly I saw a man. And he says, "Stand aside." And I stood and I watched him. And he moved his hand like once or twice. And all of them were on the floor at once. And I looked at him. I said, "Who are you, sir?" He said, "I am the angel assigned to fight your battles." From that day till eternity, I am aware that day or night, there is a guy there. There are many, but at least there is one there. He didn't move too much. Everybody was on the ground. How did you do it? They are established for protection, and they are established for intervention. I am telling you because every single child of God is entitled to at least an angel. There is nobody is too unspiritual to lack the ministry of the angel. At least. He shall give his angels charge over you to bear you up in their hands, in case you dash your feet against a stone. What is our conclusion? Let me say this to you. Prayerfulness, conclusion, establishes a positive spiritual force field. It establishes a positive spiritual force field around the prayerful that counteracts the negative forces of life. It establishes a positive spiritual force field. There is a positive spiritual force field around the life of the prayerful that negates, that counteracts
the forces of evil. What is my counsel to you? Number one. Pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. That is the counsel of Scripture. Pray without ceasing. It's not my advice. It's Paul the Apostle, is Scripture talking. Let everything about you breathe out prayer. And in the course of the month, you may be made to know that there are different kinds of prayer. Your praise and your worship is a department of your prayer. It's a prayer of adoration, prayer of appreciation. Yes, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That is a praise, but it's the content of prayer. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. I appreciate you. That is a worship, and that is inside the prayer schedule.
So you are moving from praise to worship to prayer to praise to worship to prayer, from talking in understanding to talking in tongues to talking in songs.
As much as your schedule will permit. And secondly, never ignore the prayer burden. Prayer burden. That is, Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Never ignore the prayer. That is, you feel like you need to pray. Pray. You feel like for the next 30 days, no breakfast. No breakfast.
If that was how you felt from the beginning, and before the 30 days are over, you now feel a release. Don't be dogmatic. I have started a 21-day fast before. That is very desperate one, not the normal type. Very desperate one. And then I came to day 10 or day 14 and saw victory. And I didn't say I should go all the way to the end. That was where I saw the victory. Oh yeah. There are people who are too religious about many things. So they find life very difficult. If by 1 o'clock I feel the need, that's 1 p.m., I feel the need to pray and fast. I have eaten in the morning. The fasting has started by that 1. No food again by 5 p.m. No food by 6. No food by 12 midnight. No food till the next day until I feel the release. If by that 1 o'clock the next day I feel a release, the fasting has ended. Are you following what I'm saying? Some people say, I feel the need to fast, but I have already eaten today. Let me start tomorrow. There's nothing like that. Start where you... He said, from where you are. Stand up on your feet to the shout of praise. I mean, it can start anytime. It can start anytime. Did you get anything at all? And supposing you wait till that tomorrow and what the devil was planning was for today. You start now. When you felt it is when you started. I feel like fasting by 2 p.m. It has started. It has started. It overstarts, Steph. Praise the Lord. This is a great month for you. Anybody seeing breakthrough coming? Anybody seeing something exploding? You see your prayer life shift to another level? Lift your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship, the supremacy, the dominion, the rule, the sovereignty. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. Leperete kazanga layana mayalala hashta. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. We worship you.
We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Thank you, Master. And 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 thank you, Master. Liberate seka laya daya hashatalala. Liberate keseke daga laya daya lala hashta. Father, we give you the praise. 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 Lereto sagina magalaya dashta. Liberate satola baya. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and fasting and prayer for this second half has already started. It's starting today. And we have 7 days. I also received an information now that both the leadership of the Christians and the leadership of the Muslims says there is a national 3 days fasting. I just received a mail from the Khan president, and they said that that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Everybody should fast for the total defeat of COVID-19. And this is not the first time that a thing like this is happening, because even in Nineveh, everything fasted. Everybody fasted. The fasting went including the poultry. So, we already kicked off today. But we are starting with appreciation. For the first 6 months of the year, the help of God we have received so far, lift your voice and let us appreciate God. Appreciate God for the first 6 months of the year. Father, we appreciate you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 103 verse 1 to 5, like you know, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Father, for every testimony we have received from January to end of June, every intervention, every miracle, every testimony of the last 6 months, we are grateful. Will you lift your hands and say, Father, for every testimony, for every intervention, for every miracle we experienced in the last 6 months, we are grateful, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and say after me, say, Father.
We appreciate you for supernatural supplies. Within the last 6 months. How many of you know it has been the Lord's message? No, businesses closed. God's message sustained many of us here today. Lift your voice and say, Father, for supernatural supplies of the last 6 months, I am grateful. I am thankful for natural supplies of the last 6 months. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, Father, for the grace to survive the COVID season so far, and the grace to survive it and go beyond it, Father, we are grateful. Lift your hands, say, Father, we appreciate you for your help in surviving the COVID season. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Open your mouth and pray. Without any doubt, I am convinced that we are at the junction of a new beginning. There has been too much stress this year. But in Genesis chapter 8 verse 4, the Bible says, the ark rested in which month? In the seventh month. In the seventh month. There has been too much storm. Too much storm. The ark rested. We trust God for rest. The unrest, the stress, all manner of stress, too much. The seventh month is the month of the feast of in Israel, the feast of the trumpets, the day of atonement, the feast of tabernacles, the feast of first fruits. All the feast in Israel happens in the seventh month. I don't have the time to read all that. Leviticus 23, 24, 23, 27, 23, 34. All the feasts. And I prophesy today, in this seventh month, get set for feasting. I declare celebration and jubilation in this seventh month. I declare revival in this seventh month. In the days of Jeremiah, there was a wicked man. His name was Hananiah. In the seventh month, that was when he was laid to rest. Jeremiah 28:17. Anyone who is an agent of the devil, whether it's a true or fake, whoever they are, in this seventh month, if they will let you rest, and they will let us rest, they will be laid to rest. On the basis of all of this,
lift up your voice and appreciate God for it is the new beginning. A new beginning in this seventh month. Lift your voice and talk to God. Father, I appreciate you for a new beginning in this seventh month. 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 Speak to God now. In Jesus' precious name. Genesis 8:4 again. And the ark rested in the seventh month. In the 17th day particularly. Someone should get set for a 17th day miracle. Is there someone whose date of birth is that 17th of this seventh month? That is your, this month is your month. If there is someone like that, you let me know. This month is your month. Lift up your hands again. 1 minute. I step into my rest in this 7 month. Open your mouth and pray. Rest. In Jesus' precious name. So shall it be. Lift up your hands. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Anywhere you are tonight, in need of rest, you want Jesus to be Lord of your life, you want your sins forgiven, you want today to mark a new day for you. Ways right with Jesus. I want my sins forgiven. I live for Jesus day after day. You want addictions broken? Quickly now, I'll give you the count of seven and you rush forward. One.
I live for Jesus. Two. Day after day. I live for Jesus. Let's come one.
Three. Four.
I will obey. I live for Jesus.
Five. Six. Seven.
I live for Jesus.
I live for Jesus. Let come what may.
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Spirit.
Let come what may, the Holy Spirit, I will obey.
Place your right hand on your chest, those of you here, and pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken and the grace to live for God is released upon you. I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Right now, I pray upon that communion. Jesus Christ, whose blood and body we are about to take today, is the embodiment of prayer. He prayed until his face changed. Luke chapter 9, in verse 29. Today, that grace to pray is communicated through his body, communicated through his blood, in the name of Jesus. And it is written, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. This communion is your victory communion. Whatever is called a battle that is in front of you today, that battle ends in your favor. Every conspiracy of the kingdom of darkness against your life today, by the speakings of the blood, the conspiracy is broken. I speak to you today. Anything called a sickness in your body, whatever is looking for your life, whether it's a COVID or a cancer that is looking for your life, by the speakings of the blood of Jesus, it is flushed out of your system. Every ancestral curse, every generational curse, every family curse, every antemarital curse, every curse of poverty, by the reason of this communion, it is broken. And you shall fulfill your days. He died young, so you can live long. As you connect his blood and body tonight, you shall fulfill your days. So shall it be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. It is done. Take your seat excitedly, take the communion and celebrate God. Hallelujah. Something has happened to you already. If you believe that, say amen. Stretch your two hands in front of you. I prophesy upon your hands today. I declare that the Lord will cause his blessing to multiply upon your hands.
Whatever belongs to you, wherever they are tied, they are released right now. From the north and the south and the east and the west, your harvest shall look for you. And I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Pick up your offerings and tithes, pledges and all that very quickly. And then we shall be up with our bottles of oil as we drop the oil. Drop the our honor to God. To.
Hallelujah.
Of every giver, the hands lifted will never drop to beg. In Jesus' precious name, drop the offerings, and once you've done that,
just stand up quickly with your bottles of oil.
And I will praise.
Session for the month starts in earnest. It is the same timing with our daily worship moment and also prayer for the nation that has been on for almost 3 months. It's daily, right? It's the same 6 to 7. But feel very free to be connected if that is what is possible for. Just feel free, right? All we are trusting God for is to ensure that the prayer points that shall be raised and the intensity of the prayer, you don't miss it by any means. People are going to be connected from all over the world, and I believe that within these 7 days, something will change for our lives and for our nation. In Jesus' name, lift up the bottles of oil. I pray upon that bottle of oil. I declare today that this is your oil of preservation, and wherever this oil is released, the power of God goes into operation. In the name of Jesus, wherever this oil is released, the power of God goes into operation. I pray right now for the seal of divine preservation upon your life. He suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, touch not my anointing and do my prophecy. From this moment forward, I declare you untouchable. I declare you unharmable. I declare you unharassable. I declare you unquenchable. I declare the agenda of the enemy around your life arrested. And I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Take a little of that oil, and on the very forehead, you place it. Lift your hands high. Father, let your power touch someone. Wherever you need to place the oil on the ground, go ahead and do so. Wherever you need to anoint on the ground, go ahead and do so. This is not the time to ask somebody to put oil in your hand. Okay, please. Usher, stop doing that. This is not the time to ask somebody to put oil in your hand. There is a law we are obeying. of your head. They say people shouldn't use their hand to touch their face. Put it on your head. The oil on your head.
Lift your hands high. In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ the resurrected Lord, I declare today, fresh preservation, fresh preservation, fresh preservation, fresh preservation, fresh deliverance and release upon your life. Every weapon looking for you returns back to hell. Every arrow from hell returns back to hell. At the count of seven, you scream the fire and place it on your head. Receive the fire of preservation in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Receive the fire. Help that lady there. Receive the fire. Receive the power. Receive the freedom. Receive the deliverance.
Father, thank you. And thank you.
And thank you. And thank you. So shall it be. This night, prophetic encounter shall be your portion. Revelation encounter shall be your portion. Deliverance encounter shall be your portion. Healing encounter shall be your portion. Go and return back with your testimony. The Lord bless you and keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. In Jesus' precious name. Whether the enemy likes it or not, our year 2020 is our year of what? Supernatural shift. And what kind of shift? It's drastic, it's dramatic, and dimensional. So this is supernatural shift part 2. Supernatural shift fast part 2. It's shifting up to the higher level. God bless you. We'll pray tomorrow and see you then. God bless you.